Good morning, good morning. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Okay, zok de Mishne. We left off by Donis Adin. Donis Adin. Chof Chesam and Bey is Donis Adin. Donis Adin, the Dayan made a psak halacha of a ziko es achaye v'chiyah v'sazakai. And his psak was wrong. Now on the level of wrong, there's two levels of what we call wrong. One is wrong in Shikul Hadas, and one is wrong in Edval Mishnah. Shikul Hadas is a judgment call. So he made a judgment call, and then that judgment call ended up being wrong. Now what does wrong mean? Wrong pashtus means that he himself came to the recognition that what he did was wrong. Meaning, if it's a dvar mishnah, so it's simple. Made a mistake. It's a mishnah that's is halacha mefureshes, not like him. Right? That's why some hold that today that we have a shulchan aruch and we have the rishonim and the rif and the rambam. So today, many things go under dvar mishnah. That's a separate mevucha, choshe mishpat shayla, what today will be called a dvar mishnah. Okay? But in the time of Chazal, a dvar mishnah would mean something that is defined by the Tanoim as a psak aloche, and you went against that, mistakenly. So if you went against that mistakenly, so that psak was wrong. When it's a shikul hadas, it means you made a judgment call. You analyzed it, you made a judgment call, and then you came to the realization that your judgment call is wrong. And the reason why I'm being oimed on this, forgetting that we'll see is a big chiluk in halacha between Torah B'dvar Mishnah and Torah B'Shikul Hadas, it's obvious that if a person made a judgment mistake, that judgment could be flawed now. For the same money, your judgment could be flawed today. I made achrol yesterday, right? The shikul hadas. Today I go through the sugya. You know what? It's different. Come out not like that. I've had over the years sometimes talmidim who religiously listen to the shiurim. They tell me which shiurim I was choizer on. And sometimes talmidim will tell me that in 20 years I came full circle. 20 years ago I said like that. 10 years ago, I said like that. I have these chevron wayu that listen to shiurim. They zikha know my shiurim better than I do. They memorize it and they write it over and they this and they that. They mumchim in the shiurim. And I sometimes say, I wasn't chayzer from that psak. And they'll say, oh, you know, they humbly say, okay. And then I listen to what they said. I say, where'd you hear that? They said, and they were right. But I always say, when people tell me that, I say, thank you very much. It's a compliment to me when I'm chayzer. Because chayzer means that every time we go through the halacha again, we start again. We don't go with any preconceived, I wish I had more chazoros. Unfortunately, most of the pesukei halacha stayed the same. I would like it should be more chazoros. It means going through it and analyzing it again. So the truth is, when you analyze something and you come out that you were wrong what you said yesterday, shikul hadas. Your shikul hadas today could be flawed. You could wake up tomorrow and you could say, you know what? Yesterday's shikul hadas was wrong. So right now I'm going to ask it to you als kasha. So stam I'll ask you als kasha. Why would a dayan ever be chayef if he made a mistake in shikul hadas? Maybe he was right yesterday. Stam, why should he be chayef b'chlal? Forgetting Garmi and Hezek Shein and Nik and all the other things we're going to talk about. I'm just talking about stump, straight. Every dayan makes a mistake, right? By a Torah, b'shiku adas means he made a mistake at something that's not clear, one way or the other. It was a judgment. And he woke up the next day and says, you know what, yesterday's judgment was wrong. I want to do it again. Okay, maybe you were right yesterday. Why should you have to pay? How much do you have over there? So what? Dayan just makes you more potter, by the way. Rabbi say, Dayan, just so Olam should know, Dayan makes you more potter. Meaning, when we deal with Groma, Benizokin, and Galmi, so the Rishonim explain that when your Goyrim and Hezek were Psak Halacha, since it's a Dvar Mitzvah, there's more of a Tzad to say that even if I caused you a damage by an invalid Psak, I should be potter. Because Rachmona Anse, the Torah forced me to do this, meaning the Torah forced me to give a psak halacha. So, and I did yesterday the best I could do. Yesterday I used the kalim that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave me. It's not like I was negligent yesterday. That would be something else. If a guy wakes up the next day, he says, you know, yesterday I was drunk. I realize now that yesterday I was drunk when I gave the psak halacha. Okay, that's negligence. Right? But a guy gets up today and he says, you know what, yesterday's psak was 100%. I did it 100% coherently. Today I hold differently. So I mean, actually, if I would use Zev Svar Al Zdayan, that's another, I'm not even dealing with that Svar for a moment. But that would be another Svar to use. Why should I be chayav to pay? I did a psak, what the Torah asked of me to do. I gave a psak aloha. That was the right thing at the time. Why should I be chayav to pay? As grom, a regular Groma ben Izokin, or even Galmi, did an Issa. I went to your star and I burnt your star. Okay, I did an Issa. First of all, Groma ben Izokin is awesome. I'm not going to cause you a loss. So I did something wrong. So now you can tell me that if I was a Galmi, which we'll see what Galmi is, there's three different ways in the Rishonim to explain the difference between Groma and Galmi. Because Groma is Potter, and Galmi is the Chamachlekes, if you hold on and Dina the Galmi, right? Galmi is a better Groma, right? But B'chayra, the common ground of Groma is that you were doing something wrong. You were being over an Issa. Groma ben Izokin is also. Not only that, the Miri says it's an Issa deraisa. It's a regular Issa, like regular Mazik. The only thing is you're Potter. Potter b'dinei Adam. Chayav b'dinei Shemayim. I'll tell you what the Miri says. The Miri says that if a guy is goyim nizikin to somebody else, he's actually a Mazik, and he's a Gazlan b'dinei Shemayim, and he's Posel Eidus. Means Bezdin can't take the money from you, but you're a thief. You're no different than a guy who's really a thief, and just Bezdin can't take the money from him because there's no edus. The Meiri Paskins and Bava Kama, the beginning of Akenus, that a person who is a Groma ben Zokin, all the Chayav b'dini, Chayav Potter b'dini Adam, Chayav b'dini Shemayim, he's Posel Edus. Okay? So, what Zev is saying now, actually complicates it even more. A dayan is more reason to say he should be put. And the Rishonim use that. The Rishonim use that al psak aloch, that a dayan is more of a tzad to say he should be put. But I'm asking you a different question. When the dayan wakes up today and says, you know what I said yesterday is wrong, b'shik ladas, he doesn't know that for sure. In fact, one of the reasons why, if you make a mistake, b'shik ladas, okay, it's not choizer, unless you're a mumcha. Which is an interesting thing, right? You'd say fakir, right? Guy made a mistake, b'shik ladas. If he's a mumcha lebezen, then he's choizer. That's based on the sugya in Sanhedrin. If he's not a mumcha lebezen, it's not choizer. Why is it not choizer? The svara would be fakir, no? A guy's a mumcha lebezen, his psak should stay. Right? A guy's not a mumcha lebezen, his psak should be easier to overrule and override. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin comes out fakir. That somebody's a mumcha, the bigger the mumcha you are, the more logic there is that the psak gets overruled. What? It is a judgment. We're talking about shikul hadas. We're talking about shikul hadas. All of them, we're talking about shikul hadas. And you know what the reason is? So it comes out from the sugi in the way to be shining my mazba, because the baal din, the other guy has a right to say, I'm not makabel, you're the guy who came out on top says, I hold what you said yesterday was right. You gave a psak halacha yesterday, yeah? Shikul Hadas. Today you're waking up and saying, you know what? The Shikul Hadas of yesterday was wrong. The guy who ended up on top yesterday says, you know what? I hold you wrong today. And he has a right to say it. So basically, the one who was Yotze Zakai has a right to say, I'm not Makabel Yochazorah. The Mumche overpowers the Baldin. The Mumche has the ability to tell the Baldin, no, you can't say that my psak of yesterday was right, because I, the Mumche, say my psak of yesterday was wrong. So the whole thing is interesting. But that's this whole mechanism here is working when there's a Shikul Hadas. Nothing is 100%. Not yesterday was 100%, not today is 100%.
What's an example of
Shikul Hadas? Something which is not beferish in the Gemara. It's an outside case. And you're trying to use the svaris of the it's always a Dvar Mishnah, right? You're always using the Mishnah, but you're trying to use the svaris of the Mishnah how to be machriya. Every Shikul Hadas is Madama Mosul Mosul. But it means you have something which is not, the case that you're dealing with on the table is not addressed in the Mishnah, and it's not black and white, and you're using svaras that are found in the Mishnahs to machriya this thing. And you may be off in your judgment in saying that this is similar to the Mishnah. Right? And that's the whole reason why when you're not a mumche, like I say, the Baal Din could say, I go by yesterday's psak. I don't go by today's psak, I go by yesterday's psak. So my question is very simple. Forget the Baal Din. Why can't you yourself say, you know what, I don't know if today's psak is right. This is what I think today. Why would I be chayev to pay based on what I think today? Yesterday I did what I was supposed to do. Right? I gave a psak halacha based on what I held was the right thing. Today I'd rather think otherwise. Now I'm chayev to pay. The dayan has to spend his whole life thinking about what he passed into. That's what comes out. And the guy's OCD, he could go Meshuggah. He could spend his life going Meshuggah. He could be in the therapist, I can't say talk. Did I pass him away? And then Fakert, you know what, I think Fakert, you're the psak, the first, I mean, the whole Meshuggah up. The guy gave a psak halach, he gave a psak halach. Today he holds these differently. I hear that if the same Shaila comes to you today, so Paskin differently than he Paskin yesterday. That I hear. But what? What happened to yesterday's psak halacha? Why in the world should you be chayiv to pay? This really, Rabbi Yisai, is a bomb. Ultimately, this is once we can answer this kasha, we can answer many other kashas in this sugya. But this, to me, is like a bomb of a kasha. So, moitzim mechavel avaray is the most powerful concept in halacha. Why can't the dayan use it himself? He's a dayan. He knows. He doesn't need to hire a dayan. He knows halacha. Why doesn't he say, you know what? I hold what I did yesterday is wrong. But I don't know. I don't know for sure. Just like the Baal Din has a right to say what I said yesterday. I also could say what I said yesterday is right. Right now I look at it this way. I should have to pay for what I did yesterday. Crazy. No, Rabbi Yosef, how did you learn? Huh? I don't hold it right now. If somebody asked me today, do I have any raya that what I said yesterday is wrong? No. Yesterday my Shikul Hadas was like that. In fact, the Baal Din can tell me, what's the reason why I have to pay Masha'a Sosa? Why don't I just reverse it? I gave a wrong psak halach. Okay, yeah. Plenty from yesterday. It was a mistake. Please give it back. I mean, what would be if the Dayan got the names wrong? He goes, okay, Reuven pays Shimon $100. The next day he finds out that Reuven, who we called Reuven, is really Shimon. Shimon is Reuven. So call up and you say, Reuven, switch it. I didn't realize I did it. I made a mistake. Right? Why is this different? So the reason why it's different is because since it's Shikul Hadas, so Reuven tells you, sorry, I go by what you said yesterday. And what you're saying today is not 100% correct. Maybe. So why can't you say that yourself? Why should I be? Forget the Grom and the Galmi. That's already step two. That's after we say that it's 1,000% that yesterday's psak is wrong. But it's not 1,000% that yesterday's psak is wrong. So I'm asking you, before we go to that step of why you have to pay for making erroneous psak, why can't you say, you know what? Just like right now, Reuven has a right to keep it. And that's Takad Halacha. Reuven keeps what he got. Why? Because perhaps my Shikla Das yesterday was right. So good, let's leave it at that. Perhaps my Psak Halacha yesterday was right. So I could go to the Baldin and tell him, listen, I think I made a mistake yesterday, but Lamaisa, only heavens know if I did or I didn't. How much do you make available? I don't have to pay. He gave a psak yesterday. And because we don't know for sure that today's psak is right, so we don't reverse what he did yesterday. That's the whole lumdus. There's Tobit Val Mishneh, then we do reverse what he did yesterday. I'm going like that. Right? Tobit Shikla Das, we don't reverse what he did yesterday. Why don't we reverse what he did yesterday? He himself can't reverse what he did yesterday. Why not? Because maybe what he did yesterday was good. So why do I have to pay? I don't get it. I don't get it. Why am I paying? He thinks he'll... Yeah, that's what my boy said. You have to realize. Shikul Adas, by definition, means I think. That's the definition of Shikul Adas. I think. That's what I think. Okay? If I think... Let me give you a different case. Nothing to do with Dayan. Dayan just makes it better, Rabbi said. Dayan makes it better because Dayan means he did what he was supposed to do. He gave up Psak Halach. He did what he was supposed to do. That's the reason why he should be potter always, which we'll get to as well. But I'm asking you a different trial. You come over to me and say, Radinsky, you owe me $1,000. And I say, I don't know. I don't know. I think you're right. I think you're right. I trust David. He says, I owe him $1,000. I probably owe him $1,000. I even think, I remember that. Yeah, I owe him $1,000. But I'm not sure. You know what that looks like? I don't pay for what I think. Yeah? Elamai! How does every psak halacha work? I think. The Dayan Paskin Shikul Adas. Why can't the Baal Din always say, well, I think not. The Teretz is, because it's a psak halacha. Psak halacha makes it a halachic reality. It's no longer a suffix. Now I have a suffix if yesterday's psak was right or wrong. Why should I have to pay? How much am I going to pay? I think. I think differently today than I thought yesterday. Now I have to pay. There's no psak today. Today there'll be a new psak. What's mechayiv me today to make another psak halacha? That's what I'm asking you. Why does a dayan have to sit every day and make new piskei halachas? I paskin yesterday. This is what I thought I did. And I thought that made sense to me yesterday. Why do I have to sit every day and analyze what I did yesterday? I made a psak halacha yesterday. She called the emesis. I would never become a dayan. Why should I? Well, maybe I would say, listen, Rabbi, I only paskin divra mishnah. I don't want to be busy with this stuff. Spend the rest of my life thinking what I did, what I didn't do, what I hold tomorrow. And for some reason, what I'm asking you is not what the sugya is schwitzing on. So you're schwitzing on Gaumi. On Grom and Gaumi. That's what the sugya is schwitzing on. But this kasha that I'm asking you, that's not what the sugya is schwitzing on. So let's see what the Mishnah, let's go weiter. Says the Mishnah, Timei Zato, Tio Zatomei, Masha Osa Osi, V'yishalami Beisri. V'im Hoyo Mumche Lebeisdin, Poto Milashal. Now, the reason why, if you're mumcha lebezni, you're potter milsham, this is where it becomes even more difficult to understand, is because then we have no tainus on you for what you did yesterday. We have no tainus on what you did yesterday. Yesterday's psak is 100%. The interesting thing is that the mumcha lebezni has a stronger ability to uproot what he did yesterday. See, on the one hand, there'd be a better svara to say that the mumcha should be chayev. Because the mumcha has even more of a koyach to uproot what he did, to say yesterday was wrong. It says, if the bottom line is that if he was a mumcha lebezni, he's parted from paying, because then we say we don't have tainus on you. So it sounds almost like there is neglect. There is neglect. When you wake up tomorrow and say, I think differently, we view that as a neglect. But I don't understand, who's this mumcha? If the guy is not a dayan, he has no right to pass in shaylas. It's poshut like that. Stama. Who get me some chalish sava shayfet? And if he's allowed to pass in shaylas, who cares that he's not a mumcha? He's enough of a mumcha to pass in shaylas. He did the right thing. It's like, it's a catch 22 here. Says the Gemara, lema tanan stoma kamea. The Gemara's problem is only one problem. Why does the dayan have to pay? It's only a grom. The Gemara is 100% okay with the fact that the psak of yesterday was wrong, and the mele, he was mazik somebody. We were dealing with, why is it even called a hezek? Fine. The Gemara is saying yes. But lemaisa, it's no better than a groma. And therefore, why does the Mishnah Paskin Yishalami base? He should be potem medinei odom, v'chayim medinei shamayim. That's the Gemara's kasha, basically. He should be potem medinei odom, v'chayim medinei shamayim. Says the Gemara, it must be lema tznan stomak rameir the don dina de galmi. He's don dina de galmi. Okay. So again, galmi, there's three opinions in the Rishonim what makes something galmi. There's actually four, but three halachic opinions. The three halachic opinions is either there's a hezek immediately, meaning whatever hezek I'm causing you happens at the time that I'm going with the hezek. That's one type of garmi. It's one type of rule that creates garmi, that the hezek is immediate. There's no delay in the hezek. The other one is that the hezek has to be that you did be a dayan. In other words, in the case of, let's say, Seir of Shtarois of Shulchaver, okay, I did the hezek be a dayan. I burnt the shtar. Okay, in a case where a guy opened up the door to his friend's chotzer, let's say, right, he didn't do the hezek be a dayan. The animal then later decided to walk out and it got lost. When I opened up the door, there was no hezek b'yadayim at that point. Sayit wasn't bori hezek, wasn't for sure. Sayit wasn't b'yadayim. So those are the two approaches of that there's an actual difference in the hezek between a hezek that either is definitive. Rav Meir's sheet is that if a hezek is definitive, even though it's a grome, you chayiv. Huh? That there's two sheets in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn bori, even not immediate. And some Rishonim learn immediate. Obviously, immediate has bori in it, but it's immediate. The hezek is immediate. Those are the two ways to learn it. Now, according to these two opinions, ultimately, Reb Meir is machayev and groma. Because it's still a groma. Garmi is a groma. Let's say in Ilcha Shabbos. This would be called a groma, right? In Ilcha Shabbos, this would be called a groma. Secondary action is a groma, even if it's for sure going to happen, even if it's going to happen right away. It's still called a groma in Hilchos Shabbos. So it's not a maisa, right? We wouldn't be able to b'chayev you misa for such a thing, right? Or malchus for such a thing. For some reason, for nezik and Reb Meir holds it sufficient. The way I would understand that, how do we learn that? I think the explanation, the way we have to learn these two opinions, the last opinion, by the way, which Tosfos brings down, is that garmi is just something that's more shchiach. It's a knas. Reb Meir doesn't really hold that garmi is different than groma. He holds groma is potter, garmi is potter. It's a knas chachomim. Garmi is a drabona. And the knas chachomim is there because it's a milsa de shchiach. It's a common hezek. The chachomim, it's almost like a tikkun olam. The chachomim, they tikkun olam, they intervened, and they said that by something that's very shchiach, We're going to make a chiyuv tashlumin. So in a way, that's the easiest way to understand. Because then you don't need any lumdas. It's a knas chachomim. It's a milsa de shchiche. Just like the chachomim were mesaken that is gezel from a cotton. In the rice, there's no gezel from a cotton. The chachomim were mesaken there's gezel cotton and they dark eshalom. So chachomim intervened. Hezek, which is common, through groma, they intervened. They said, you have to pay. That's the easiest opinion. The other two, we have to understand, what is a pshat in them? It's still a groma. still a grome. So it's vaday going to happen. It's a bori. Who cares? It's still a grome in halacha. And anywhere in Shas where grome would be potter, garmi is potter. Garmi is above a kamasvara. Garmi is not a gromesvara. It's above a kamasvara. So I think the explanation one has to give in this inyan is like this. Reb Meir holds that Nizkei Adam is not different really than Nizkei Behema. Which means Nizkei Behema Yechayev, even though it's a Grama. Let me ask you a question. Why don't we say all Nizkei Mamoina is a Grama? When I dig a bore and you fall in, that's not being dying. It's a Grama. I made a hole, the guy fell in. It's a real Grama. Nobody says anybody's going to fall in. The hezek doesn't happen when I do it. So it's a missing grama, right? When I don't watch my ox, okay? When I leave the door open to my shed, or I don't secure it, and my ox goes out and causes you a hezek, nothing more than a grama. Right? Why am I chayav? The teretz is that the way Nizkei Mamon works is that we're being machayav you for pshia on your shmir. That is Bava Kama. The fact that you Peshay Yishmira makes you responsible for that. So really, in a sense, we don't care that it's a Gama. The Pshi and the Shmira. So perhaps you could say that Reb Meir holds Adam HaMazik also works that way. Shmira Skufa Yalav. I have a Chiyav just like on my Momen to make sure that my Momen doesn't cause a Hezek. I have a Chiyav on my Goof to make sure that my Goof doesn't cause a Hezek. Memela Reb Meir holds the MS Grome by an Adam is also Chayiv. The only thing is there are conditions. Condition one is it has to be either a Bogi Azek condition, but it's really that's the way to I think the way to understand Reb Meir. If you hold like Armi is Chayiv Meikar Adin not as a Knas, then the way to explain it is that Reb Meir holds you Chayiv als Adam Shmiras Gufayol. So in Hilchas Shabbos, where you're being chayav for your action, it's a groma. Even Garmi is a groma. Okay? In Lagabi Hilchas Malkus, a groma is a groma. Even a Garmi is a groma. But in Bava Kama, we're really being machayav you for being Boshay and Yashmir. That's what we're being machayav you for. That explains also Yoshin is chayav and all these things. Somebody who Shanim learned, it's only in the case where you were Boshay and the Shmir. You went to sleep when there was already a kli next to you. So you should have thought about it before you went to sleep. It's all the concept of Odom Shemira's Gufo Yalav. That would be the way to explain these other two shittas. So the Gemara is saying now that our Mishnah is going like Reb Meir. The Don Dina de Gangmi. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Loya, Omer Rab ki goin shenosav anosam biyad. We're talking about here, and this is very difficult. The whole sugya is very difficult. We're talking about nosav and nosam biyad. You did it physically. You physically did it. That means the dayan went, and he took money out of Reuven, and he gave it to Shimon. Oh! Good kifayet. What does that have to do with Psak Halacha? What have to do with Psak Halacha? If I tell Reuven that he owes Shimon $100, that's the end of my Psak Halacha. If I take it from Reuven and give it to Shimon, that's not my Psak Halacha. That's just a practical thing. I'm taking and giving it to him. That's all it is. Why would I be chayav for that? That's anybody could do that. Let me see, what about somebody in the street would do that? Somebody else in the street would do it.
But what allows
you
to do it?
But I'm just saying, that's not, so we're back to Grama again. We're back to Grama. We're back to Grama. So your psak was Gorim that you could do it. But this action that I'm doing now is not, unless we say that the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Kigoyin Shenosav Enosam Biyad, means that the guy who gave the money up wasn't ready to listen to the psak halach. And now the Dayan, Al's Dayan, had to be Koyfes Hadin. So some learn that way. Some learn because they're bothered with the kasha. Yes, they learn the case is not. It's not pshat I paskin Reuven is chayav from Shimon, And then I say, Reuven, okay, can I give him the money? Reuven says, sure, give him the money. I said, psak aloha, give him the money. Then you'd be potter. You'd be potter. But the case is you gave a psak aloha. Reuven, you chayev $1,000 for Shimon. And Reuven stands and says, I'm not giving. So then the dayan is koifer on his psak. So then it comes out that that action of forcing him is also part of my psak. Then we could say, oh, the psak was a ma'aseh b'yadayim. That's how some want to learn. The Gemara doesn't say that clearly, but that's how some want to learn. The Gemara says like this, k'goyin shenot, bishloime chayev es hazakai, k'goyin shenot v'nosem b'yad, elu zikes hachayev echidome, k'goyin domo lepoto ato. He said, yepoto, v'olui nosem b'yad. So he was loy nosem v'nosem b'yad. Omar avine, k'goyin shoy yamashkin, shel aloive. The guy had a mashkin, v'not loy heimen. And he went and he took the mashkin from him. So now that he took the mashkin from him, so now he's chayev for that. That's called he did a hezek b'yadayim. The dayan went and he took the malva, the mashkin that the malva had from the loiv, and he took it back from him. Yeah. So the obvious shaila here is l'chayev. That's totally the big machlekes of mazik shibudei shel chavera. If you chayev or you potter. If you hold mazik shibudei shel chavera is potter, then l'chayev should be potter. It wasn't really your thing. Some want to say it's an Indian of Gzela, but we'll get to that's not a Mahalach to learn either. But the Gemara seems to be saying Pasha. The Gemara doesn't say it's going like the Mandama holds Mazak Shibuli Shachavir is Chayev. Well, let's see. Says the Gemara, Timei Es HaTor, what's the case of Timei Es HaTor? That's L'chor Zich HaGrome, the Aga Bosheres. Timei Es HaTomei, you mixed it with the pears. The guy came to Chacham with the pears. He wanted to know if it's Torah or Tomeh. The Chacham passed and it's Torah. And then the Chacham went and mixed it with his pears. He said, here's Zichet's a plea. Here, the guy Zichet, it's not part of my Psak Halacha. Okay, the case that we had, Nosav and Nosav B'yad, where Reuven has a case against Shimon, that could be the Dayan forced the Psak Halacha. The Dayan said, Reuven, you have to pay. Reuven said, I'm not paying. The dayan went and took it from him. Be a dayan. So there you could say that the forcing was part of the psak halacha. And therefore it's called the mazik be a dayan. Because we asked, l'chor, it's not a mazik be a dayan, it's a ma'aseh koyf. But here in this case, l'chor is a chaplia. What's the case of Irvin and Peiros if the guy doesn't want me to mix it with his peiros? And I force him to mix it with his peiros. That's zichanish ki ma'aseh dayan. What's the dayan here? You're not a diet. And this question really goes back to the last sugya too. By the case of Shechita, V'nishchat al piv. Right? The case we had last week. Over there, the Gemara doesn't ask. Leima Mastit and Rab Meiri. Same kashya you could ask over there. The dying paskin at the Behem is a Balmu. Right? V'nishchat al piv. Right? So it says that you're Meshalami Beisa. Right, you have to raise a yikovel. V'yishalmi beisa. Over there, the Gemara didn't ask. Leima mastitin. Rameir says all different. Rishonim asked the kasher. But Al-Ghazi talks about everything. For some reason, Gemara says. So some want to say over there. But Al-Ghazi brings this down. Also, there's a tesis like that. That over there, he sent a shliach to shechter. Actually, the dayan. It's also the same plea. Why am I chayav for that? He still has to come onto Rameir. Some Rishonim say in a Hanami, it was partial to the Gemara over there that it's going like a mayor. Then it's not fair. But those who learn that Mishnah is not going like a mayor, we have the same kasha we have over here. What does Irvin and Peroisov have to do with a Psak Halacha? That's not a Psak. I'm not doing that as dying. I'm not doing that as dying. Furthermore, L'chayre, there's a different problem here. It's Hezek Sheni Nika. Why am I B'chlal Chayev to pay? It's Hezek Sheni Nika. The fact that your Paris became Tomei, that's not visible, has it? Even if I did that, be a die, I might be part. Even at the time that I did it, I knew it was Tomei. Even at the time that I did it, I knew it was Tomei. It's Hezek Sheni Nika. So really, the whole sugya from beginning to the end, the shakal, everything is a plea. Everything is a plea. Let's go weiter. Beis Hashem, next week we'll miyash of everything, but let's do the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Ma'ase b'poro shenit lo'im shelo. The poro that the rechem was taken out. They asked the Ptah from the Shaila, the Ptah from Paskin, the Chila Ptah from the Klovi. He was machalit the Klovi. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, bo ma'ase nechachom b'yavne v'tilu. They were matterit. They actually argued with the Ptah. They held it's not a treifa. Omar to the Sarefa proved that the Chacham are right. Ain Polo Vachazero Yoitzim Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, Shein Choit Chimayim Shalok Kadeshaloy Telet. They wanted to keep the quality of the animals only in the country, only in Alexandria. So they would actually cut out the womb. They would spay it before it would leave so that it shouldn't be able to have a Vlad. So the Gemara says, Abtaufen said, Ho Chochamochotaufen. So Omar Abtaufen said, Ho Chochamochotaufen. I lost the Chamo. Omar Rabbi Kiva, don't worry about it. Abtaufen Atumum Chalabezen. Chamum Chalabezen Potom Lasham, like we said in the last mission. Potom Lasham. Says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Kiva have to come on to his Potom Lasham? Because he's a Mumche. The tapik lay the Torbid Val Mishnah. He's choizel. Now this is a very, very shver zach, what the Gemara says. L'choyre, torbid v'al mishta is choizel, and the reason why you don't pay is because you didn't cause a hezek to somebody. Right? Because the psak halacha gets reversed. That's how you learn simple. Torbid v'al mishta, the halacha gets reversed, and the neilam ha'chayev to pay because the halacha gets reversed. Yeah? Here, there's nothing to reverse. Hechilu l'klavi. Right? As I state, the Mishnah says, Hechilu l'abtafen l'klavi. He was machalit l'klavi. Mamash apliya. So Tosis and Chul talks about this as well, the Rishonim over here, that since if the animal would still be here, the psak would be reversed. See, even though now it's too late for that, I'm still potter. Understand? Let's go back to what our svara was to begin with. In svara, if a dayan made a mistake b'dvar mishnah, he's more liable. He's more liable. He's totally negligent. So really, if we're just being done, I'll tor b'dvar mishnah, tor b'shik ladas, who should be more responsible? We don't even have clarity why you're chayiv by tor b'shik ladas. It's not even clear why. But even if we would somehow understand why Tor B'Shik Ladas is taka chayev, zicha Tor B'Dvar Mishnah, the svar would be much more, you should be more chayev. The only reason why you're not chayev is because you're so negligent that it gets reversed. And since it gets reversed, you cause no hezek. So I don't understand. But now, they will machalit l'klavim. Right? So now it's too late. So now we're just being down with the psak halacha itself. Psak halacha, you're more negligent for what you did. The negligence is so high that it would have been reversed. It's not that my negligence is low. My negligence is so high that the psak halacha would have been reversed. Yeah? So that's not a reason why I should be potter. The ptur is coming because of practically it's being reversed. It's not because I'm so negligent that I'm potter because I'm so negligent. That's not why I'm potter. Pshi Gemur is not potter. I'm potter because I'm reaping the benefits of being such a neglectful dayan. Right? I was so neglectful that it was such a big mistake that it's reversible. So Mamela, why am I potter? Because there were no damages. It's no different. I took my animal and I sent it to be mazik somebody and it wasn't mazik. Yeah? So I'm more neglectful, but no hezek happened. So I don't understand. We have a Torah b'dvar mishnah and a hezek did happen. Right? So why is that a svara that I should be potter? Because if the animal would be here now, it would be reversed. Yeah, but even then, I wouldn't be potter because I was less negligent, I would be potter because there's no damages. And now there is damages. So this can be shot. I was a total Poshaya. I was a Zap Poshaya that the Psak Halacha would be reversed. If it would be reversed, there'd be no Hezek. So you wouldn't be pottering me because I'm not a Poshaya. You'd be pottering me because there were no damages. But here there was damages. Found it. You should be chayav. This is Mosfar, you should be chayav. But the Rishonim seem to be learning that since if I was here, if the animal would be here, we'd be able to reverse it. That's just a practical thing. That's like saying, you know, I had the money and I lost it. Now I can't pay you back. So now I'm potter because if I had it, I'd be able to pay you back. Yeah, but I don't have the money and I can't pay you back. Why should I be potter? That's all right, we'll leave this for next week, Bezah Hashem. Chappelle and all the whole city. I don't know if people are going to make it through the week.
I remember a friend of mine had a Rosh Hashiva. He said that he was made a dayan as a young man. And he didn't want to get a. Said he could tell whatever the din was, but he could have a. He was 18, whatever, and he became a dayan. But a shidduch's going on. And. Oh no, he didn't want.
He didn't want.
He wanted, and whoever was in the eyes told him not.